Proclamation number 7031, dated the February 2nd, 1958. All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. I was certainly entitled to say these words when I lived on earth, because it was my Father, who is within me, who had given this power to me, with whom I had become as one, and who thus had so completely permeated me so that he himself worked within and through me. And this power stayed with me even after my life on earth, because only my earthly cover was something, high man before my ascension, but everything within it was God, who had merely made himself visible in Jesus Christ to all his beings. Hence it was indeed Jesus the human being who said the words, "All power is given unto me." Single quote, but it was the deity within this human who himself had the power at his disposal. Consequently, I could describe myself to be he who had all power in heaven and on earth, because there was no distinction between me, the eternal creative spirit, and the one who had received me within himself. And I will not surrender this power to any being but myself, because it is part of my fundamental nature, which is love, wisdom and omnipotence in itself. Anyone who understands this therefore also knows that only my will reigns, and thus there can only be representatives of my will or beings who oppose it. The first govern with me, so to speak, while the latter have to be governed. However, although my will and my power will not ever diminish, I do not always use both, but occasionally also allow the will which still opposes me to take effect, but only within a certain limit, in order to make it clear whose power is unlimited. Because only my power safeguards the existence as well as the progress and the opportunity of achievement, while opposing actions, were they not stopped in time, would denote total destruction. Thus the power is given to me. This should be an indication as to whom you should turn to, who alone can grant you everything, whom you should confide in when you need a powerful protector and helper. It is not the God in the distance who will bestow this help upon you, but only the divine Savior Jesus Christ has total power, because the eternal deity, the Spirit of Eternity, was embodied in him, and because you do not enter into contact with God until you have entered into contact with Jesus Christ, because you do not acknowledge me myself until you call upon me in Jesus Christ, because there is no God more powerful than Jesus Christ. And hence there is only one who governs the entire universe, who is in charge of all creations, who instructs countless beings to take care of these creations, and who arranges everything in accordance with his eternal plan of salvation. They take their instructions from me myself. They receive the necessary strength for their activity from me myself. And I myself direct everything in keeping with my love and wisdom. And no being who is responsible for the upkeep and care of the infinitely many works of creation will ever act contrary to my will. My will passes through them because they are perfect beings who are consummated by my love, enlightened by my wisdom and permeated with my strength, and thus they are forever merely the executives of my will. But when my will temporarily withdraws, immature beings who are still opposed to me press ahead and indeed work against me, but always under my control, so that they will be tamed by my will when I deem it necessary, because only one reigns in heaven and on earth. Only one has all the power at his disposal. All the beings of light and of darkness have to bow to him. Because my power is limitless and will remain so eternally. Amen.